Hello and welcome to yet another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com, with me as your host, Chris, first looks at Justin Getting Dressed McLeod, aka Diag Mustard 80. Joining me today to talk about Henry Golding's first look at Snake Eyes is Justin, are those ninjas Bell? So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. Spoiler alert, the first paragraph there. Oh my. Earlier today, birthday boy Henry Golding posted something we've all been waiting for. Yes, an image from the Snake Eyes film itself. The black and white image depicts Snake Eyes in full ninja garb from behind, carrying a sword in its sheath, making his way up the steps towards what we assume is one of the ninja clan temples, with two ninja guards waiting at the top of the stairs. Golding made this statement with the image. Because it's my birthday today and I'm playing Snake Eyes, here's your first look. The image is making its way across the Joe community as we speak and building a lot of excitement as it goes. Justin, how epic is that shot?
Oh, it's fantastic. I love it. I love they're fully embracing the whole, you know, kind of Japanese martial arts sort of ideal, and I think it looks really awesome.
It's so cool. I mean, let's quickly break it down for a second. Obviously, it's a black and white image. We can see Henry Golding in the center of the image kind of going up the stairs very slowly, very, very cinematically, shall we say. It's an odd body language because the way I look at it, he looks like he's already maybe fought a little bit already and he's going up these stairs and there's going to be another fight. That's what it feels like to me, because at the top of those stairs, what it looks like is we've got two ninjas waiting for him.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, the way his posture almost looks like he's already been through the ringer a little bit, and he's kind of like either looking for a shelter or preparing for the next fight or whatever,
It's really cool. I mean, it could be so many different things as well, couldn't it? It could be staged specifically for a promotional thing like this, or it could be something straight out of the film, and this is a scene where, you know, it, like you say, could be attempting to find shelter, or he could be going up the stairs ready to fight again.
Yeah.
Initially, when I first saw it, I thought he had two swords on him, but when I zoomed in, I could see that one of those little kind of rectangular pieces coming off the left-hand side of his waist is actually his belt.
Yeah.
So he's got one sword on him that's in the front, kind of tucked into the belt. We actually don't know if the sword's in there. he could have used that already, couldn't he? And it's just the sheath. But when I zoomed in, because I saw the body shape in the top, like just to his right, and I thought, oh, that's a person. Zoomed in, and lo and behold, it is a ninja. And then there's another one, not as clear, but on the left-hand side of his of the way of the shot as we're looking at it, his left shoulder, we can see another ninja. I mean, red ninjas, or am I being a little too presumptuous there?
Oh, I think it's quite possible. I mean, back in, you know, in the day, the red ninjas were the ones that kind of staffed the Arashikage temples and stuff, so I wouldn't be surprised.
And that's, I suppose that's another assumption I'm making too, that it's the Arashikage temple. I mean, it could be the Kuriyami temple, couldn't it? For the rival ninja gang.
Yeah.
But I mean, oh God, it's just so cool to see, isn't it? I mean, how important was it for you to see something from the movie at this stage? And I mean, does this image fill you with confidence for what's to come?
Yeah, I think it's a very professionally done image, which I really like. I do think it's probably a little bit staged for promotional purposes. I believe we'll probably see this image used again in some other sort of, you know, media or advertising or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the composition is really good. The kind of the mindset is really good. It doesn't look cheesy. It kind of looks, you know, it's great. And it, you know, it's yet another reminder that this is a real thing that's actually happening. I know for the past several months, you know, we've kind of gone back and forth, you know, is this happening? Is this not happening? Will they ever make this October deadline? But things are moving pretty quickly and it's looking pretty good.
I know. And I mean, this is building a lot of excitement for me. Like I just,
yeah.
Where, you know, like the first time you see this kind of thing, there's a lot of things fly through your mind, like, you know, the first impressions kind of feeling. And the first impressions from this image are very positive, very...
Yes.
I mean, the tone is something that I would love to see in a G.I. Joe movie for a start. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be a black and white film. Obviously, it's not. But, but it's just that there's a real element of class to that, just that image alone.
Yeah.
And I'm just hoping that we get a similar feeling, atmosphere and tone in the film as well.
Exactly. I agree.
Well, oh my God. It's early. This has just hit us and we're kind of like, wow. That's pretty much it. That's all we can really discuss at this moment, Justin. But, dude, thanks for jumping on at short notice again and going through this really quickly.
Yeah, my pleasure.
I mean, we're going to be seeing a lot more coming out of this film now in the lead up to the release. We're going to have to go and see this together, aren't we? And do like a...
Because
we're not going to be too far from each other. So we're definitely going to have to do a special Full Force Generals Joe's Reborn kind of movie intro and then watch the film and the little review afterwards.
Absolutely.
First takes. Yeah, but we'll definitely do that on the day. But I mean, my God, this is just... I'm just so excited for this. I was a little upset that we didn't see Ninja Force Zartan in the picture, though.
I was looking for that, you know, that mohawk and the leather jacket, but yeah, man.
I tell you what, if they drop an homage like that, I think that's game over. I think,
We know there's some motorcycle scenes going on, so I have one of them with a mohawk, and yeah, there you go.
Hell yes, dude. Okay, well, thanks for jumping on, Justin, and I will be speaking to you very soon, I imagine.
Awesome, sounds good.
Awesome. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-host, Justin Bell. See you next time, and as always, snake eyes. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForce podcast or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.